Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we had Life Change Sunday, which was just a great Sunday for all of our campuses. We got to baptize a number of people and celebrate just God's activity in the life of our church. And we thought, since we did a short message at each campus about baptism, we figured rather than doing five drivecasts on baptism, we would just share from our personal devotional time what we've been reading through. So I've been in the book of Matthew and then in the book of Mark for the last month or so, and I'm going to share from Mark chapter 4. I was just recently in Mark chapter 4, and Jesus has started his public ministry. He has healed people. He's healed the leper, healed the paralytic, healed a man who has a shriveled hand. And the disciples have seen this, obviously, and know, I mean, Jesus is he's a rabbi, he's a teacher. Obviously, he's, I think at this point in time, probably thinking, oh, he's a prophet, right? And he's healing people. But then this happens. Mark chapter 4, verse 35, it says, "That day when evening came, he said to the disciples, let us go over to the other side of the lake. So they get in a boat, and what happens, verse 37, it says, a furious squall came up, or a furious storm came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion." I love that part. "The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' And he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. And his disciples said to each other," right? Or he said, excuse me, he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Verse 41, though, is fantastic. It says, "They were terrified. The disciples were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" It's at this moment that the disciples are looking at each other thinking, okay, we've seen Jesus heal people, right? We've seen him teach in ways that are spectacular. He's done the miraculous already, but maybe there's something different in their minds about, you know, you're physically healing other people. We've heard of maybe people doing that in the past, but then Jesus stands up and he talks to inanimate objects. He commands the wind and the waves what to do, and they do it. And at that point, they look at each other and say, "Who is this? We've never heard of anything like this. This person is not just a human being, not just a rabbi, not just a teacher, not just a prophet." But it's at this point in time, I think they begin to realize he's the Son of God. He is the sent one, the Messiah. And of course, they'll see that played out more and more across the course of Jesus's ministry. But what I was thinking about as I read, you know, that passage, and Jesus stands up and he rebukes the wind and the waves, and those things obey him, is just being reminded that this is God in human form, and God is the creator of the world. And I was just thinking about how big God is, in a sense. The disciples are terrified and looking at each other saying, "Man, who is this? We don't understand. What kind of person talks the wind to the wind and the waves and they obey him?" And the answer is that person who is God in human form. And I remember listening recently to a pastor who has said in the past, you know, oftentimes our problems come from the fact that our God is just too small. I think he actually wrote a book on that. It's called Your God is Too Small. That so often we as Christians just don't give God credit, the credit, the glory, don't ascribe to him the glory, the majesty, and the splendor that he deserves. We don't think about him biblically as the one who heals people, as the one who brings dead people to life, as the one who created the world and who controls the world, who is over the world. The universe itself is upheld by the word of his power. He is the God who, even when he came in human form, he's able to speak to the wind and the waves, and the wind and the waves obey him. The oceans do what they tell him to, or do what he tells them to. And that's just that's a God who is so very big. And yet so often we look at the problems of our lives or the situations we're in, and we wonder, you know, God, can you really intervene here? And I think Jesus' words to us are so applicable there. Do you still have no faith? Do you not trust me? And how big I am, and how good I am, and how I'm able to, I govern the whole world, right? Your life included. And so I want to encourage us this morning as we think about our life today, as we think about our life this week, as we think about the future moving forward, the situations we're in right now, the circumstances we're dealing with, just remember, we serve a really, really big God. We serve a God who can heal. We serve a God who sustains. We serve a God who, you know, Psalm 23 is true about him, right? That he's our shepherd and he walks with us even through the valley of the shadow of death. We serve a God who literally commands the wind and the waves. And most importantly, we serve a God who created you and I, who sent his own son to rescue us from our sin, and who has the power to give us new life. That's what we celebrated on Sunday. People crossing from death to life. He has the power to forgive our sins. And he's done that and offers that forgiveness to us through Jesus Christ and what he did at the cross. So if you've trusted him this morning, you are free. You are forgiven by that big and powerful and wonderful and majestic God. And he's with you. And he is big enough to handle whatever it is you're going through today. And I want to encourage you with that. So let me pray for you, and then we'll give you a moment to pray for yourself as well. Heavenly Father, forgive us for the times that we view you as so small, that we don't think maybe or don't have the faith that we should, that you are in control, that you're the God who heals and the God who saves and the God who commands the wind and the waves. And help us to remember, Father, as we open up the scriptures, I pray for all of us, God, that we are getting into the word and opening up the scriptures and seeing just the majesty and splendor and wonder of who you are. And I pray, Father, for all of us this morning that you'd expand our vision, help us to think about you biblically. And as we see your greatness and your goodness, God, we look back at the situations and circumstances of our lives, and we would not panic like the disciples did in that moment, but rather we would trust and have faith in you. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a moment and pray for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.